when you might say, I got up this morning before. Say, like, if you got
before
up...
Before dawn?
Yeah, like, all right, you would say, sun, I had to get up this morning before sun.
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, what would you call the time of the day then when the sun disappears? You know, you might say, well, I have to be back in the house before.
Sundown.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, well, like if it's been raining real hard, like it's been threatening to all day, and the rain stops and the clouds start to disappear, well, you might say that the weather is...
broke.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, talking about the clouds, you might say, well, the weather's...
clear.
Yeah, but it's not yet. It's going to. It's in the process of doing it, so you might say, well, the weather is... the sun's just coming out and the clouds are all going away. And so the weather would be... it would be not just clear, but it would be...
breaking?
Yeah. But would you say... would you say maybe it was... well, some people say fairing up or fairing off. Would you say clearing?
I say
clearing?
Yes.
Okay. Clearing or breaking. Okay. Well, what would you call a real hard rain that doesn't last long at all?
Shower.
Uh-huh. If it were, okay. What if it rained real, real hard and, you know, so it almost hurt and then it stopped just like that? What would you call it? Would you call it anything special?
I just call it a hard shower.
Okay. Well, have you ever heard of, like, maybe calling it a squall or something? Or maybe calling it a cloud burst, something like that?
No, I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't use it yourself, you'd just say a hard shower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call the shelf over the fireplace?
A mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm. Well, You know those things that the logs rest on in the fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
What are those things?
I call them fire dogs.
Yeah. what do you call those little pieces of wood that you use to start a fire with? You know, little...
kiln.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call the really good, rich pieces of wood that has a lot of oil in it and everything that's really good to start a fire with?
I call it lightwood.
Mm-hmm. I guess you have a lot of that around here with all the turpentine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes inside of?
A closet.
What do you call on the outside of a house? You have these overlapping boards, wooden boards. Oh, would you call those boards anything? You know, you've seen them on the outside of the house. They'll have boards that sort of cover each other partway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you call those anything?
Mm. That's a hard one. I don't know what to call that.
Well, if you were trying to tell somebody what kind of house they had, like you're trying to describe a house to somebody, you know, so that maybe they could find it, what would you say?
Mm-hmm.
Never called it anything?
No, I don't know nothing about that.
All right. What would you call the covered area in front of the house, like this right here? You know, where the chairs are. What would you call that part of the house?